KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's fair and 18 with a wind chill of 11. Good morning. George Plummerman with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Thursday, February 8th. News is brought to you by Johnson's Cranes and the First National Bank and Trust. Looking for sunshine and mild temps today. We'll have a high in the mid to upper 50s. A Chickasha school evacuated yesterday when smoke reported in the building. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
You remember Bill and Lynette Johnson and their son Jimmy? They've been around here a long time, and their business has been around almost as long as they have. Well, they wanted to slow down a bit, so they recently sold the record portion of their business. But Johnson's Cranes is still here and still offers the same dependable service that made Johnson's a household name for the past 60 years. When you need a crane to get the job done, call Johnson's right here in Grady County at 224-2802. Johnson's Cranes. They're still here and can still handle the job.
Chickasha's Grand Elementary School evacuated yesterday after a report of smoke in the building. Students were led out of the school and taken next door to the Bill Wallace Center. While the fire department was summoned, there were no injuries and very little damage to the school. Major Chris Dennis with the Chickasha Fire Department said there was no fire, but they did find smoke coming from a maintenance room in one of the hallways. He said some debris had collected in the vent of an exhaust fan that had been smoldering. Fire crews used a couple of handheld fire extinguishers to eliminate the problem. They also called in heat and air technicians to make sure that that equipment was working properly. Fire crews on the scene for about an hour. School officials did send out a Facebook notice indicating that the school was evacuated and that the kids were safe. Parents were allowed to pick up their children early. Classes at Grand Elementary resuming at their normal times this morning. Unless there were some late filings yesterday, only two races for Chickasha City Council later this year, and there will be at least two new city councilmen. As of late yesterday, the only races that developed are for mayor and for Ward 4 City Council post. The two candidates filing for mayor, Chris Mosley and Tom Rose, one of them will take over for Hank Ross, who did not run for re-election. And two candidates filed for Ward 4, current councilman Howard Carpenter and Zach Grayson. Now, three candidates filing unopposed, including current Ward 3 councilman R.P. Ashanti Alexander, and two newcomers running unopposed, Joe Mulder in Ward 2. He'll take the office currently held by Blake Elliott, and David Sykes in Ward 1, who will replace Jerry Pittman. The city council election will be held April the 3rd. After a nationwide search, Chickasha's new police chief found within an hour's drive of here. Greg Anderson, currently a captain with the police department in Moore, has been tabbed to lead the Chickasha PD. Anderson, among 27 candidates who applied and one of four finalists interviewed, Anderson has 23 years' experience as a certified law enforcement officer. He's been a supervisor for 12 of those years, and he holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Law Enforcement Administration and Ethics from Mid-America Christian University, and he has more than 2,000 hours of police training. Anderson to be on duty March the 5th. He'll take over for Interim Chief G.G. Music, who's been filling in after former Chief Stuart Steele accepted a police chief's position in another community. More cool news coming right up.
One bank, one local bank, one crazy mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the communities served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
A suspect wanted in connection with a number of auto burglaries arrested following a traffic stop by Chickasha police. Authorities arrested 18-year-old Dalton Cordell Null. A warrant issued for his arrest on burglary and grand larceny charges. It's alleged that Null stole some tools out of a pickup at the Walmart parking lot and also is accused of a couple of residential auto burglaries, one in the 200 block of South 6th and one near 17th and Louisiana. All of those occurred back in November. The arrest warrant affidavit indicates police have video surveillance in a couple of the incidents. Null, a passenger in a vehicle, pulled over late Tuesday night because of a non-working center brake light. He spent Tuesday night in jail, had his initial appearance on the charges in Grady County District Court yesterday, and he's out of jail after posting a $10,000 bond. The city of Chickasha looking for input regarding some proposed regulations about food truck vendors and food handling. City Planner and Building Inspector Gene Winsett inviting comment during public hearings on the issues next week. Winsett said the city doesn't have any current regulations regarding either issue, and so he's asking for public comment. The public hearing next Tuesday at the Planning Commission meeting. It's Tuesday, February 13, 4 p.m. at City Hall. Now, copies of the proposed regulations can be picked up from the Community Development Office at City Hall for review ahead of time. Winsett said the information from the hearings on Tuesday will be used to put together some new proposed guidelines, and those will have to be approved by the City Council before they can be implemented. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the NYMEX down to $61.79 a barrel yesterday. London-based Brent crude down to $65.51. Natural gas down to $2.70 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,313. Silver, $16.24. Obituaries today include 83-year-old B.J. Smith of Tuttle. Graveside service at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Tuttle Fairview Cemetery. He was a U.S. Army veteran. Arrangements are with Sevier Funeral Home of Tuttle. Our weather forecast, a cold morning, but we'll be warming up to the mid to upper 50s for this afternoon. Right now, it's clear and 18 with a wind chill of 11. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call Our Time and Temp Line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports. Next.
Hey, Jeff, I just got the monthly deals. I told you to make them a fair, honest deal, not give away the whole Knippelmeyer dealership.
Well, Larry, you told me you wanted me to make them a great deal, right?
Yeah.
You told me you wanted me to treat them like family and friends, right?
You always do that.
Well, Larry, would you come buy a new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab 4-wheel drive if it was $13,000 off MSRP?
Well, yeah, you think I'm stupid?
But here's the thing about it, Larry. They can shop us right from their living room, sitting in their PJs and house shoes at Knippelmeyer.com. I'll make sure all the deals are on there.
Okay, but make sure you have all the trucks on the lot. None of that baiting and switch crap like some dealers do.
No, sir. We have all the trucks on the lot. Just like always, no baiting and switching here.
Okay, I got one better than that. Why don't we take $12,000 off the 2018s as well?
Wow, that's an awesome deal. As long as they qualify for all the rebates.
For all the crazy deals, just give us a call at 485-3333 or check us out on the web at Knippelmeyer.com. Better hurry, because I ain't getting no younger. Chevrolet, find new roads.
In sports, it's North versus South starting today in the Canadian Valley Conference High School basketball games this evening. Crossover game starting over at Washington today. Now, Chickasha won't play till tomorrow, but here's the schedule for today. 4 o'clock, Lindsay versus Bethany girls. 5:30, a Tri-City matchup between Newcastle and Bridge Creek boys. 7 o'clock, Newcastle Marlow girls. 8:30 tonight, Bethany Washington boys. Chickasha girls play Bridge Creek tomorrow afternoon at 4. Chickasha boys play Lindsay 5:30 tomorrow. Championship game Saturday night, and it'll be for the boys, Kingfisher versus Purcell. For the girls, Blanchard versus Paul's Valley. We can tell you now that the Chickasha Fightin' Chicken Lady Chick Basketball District Tournament at Elk City will be next Saturday night. That'll be February 16th, 6:30 and 8 for the girls and boys. Now, win or lose, all four teams, the two Chickasha teams and two Elk City teams, will advance to the following week's regional tournament, which will be played in Anadarko. College basketball in Chickasha tonight as USAO entertains Bacone in Sooner Athletic Conference play. Both USAO teams defeated Bacone by double digits when they met in Eastern Oklahoma last month. The 7th-ranked Rovers hoping to bounce back from back-to-back losses last week. Bacone has won just 3 games all year, and they've not won a conference game. The USAO women riding a 6-game winning streak. And Bacone is on a 3-game winning streak, but they are 5-8 against conference foes in 6th place. Games at 6-8 tonight at Briscoe McPherson Court inside USAO Fieldhouse. The Oklahoma State Cowgirls win a top 25 matchup with TCU last night. 22nd-ranked OSU defeating number 24 TCU 71-54. Lauren Goodwin, 24 points, 13 boards. Kaylee Jensen, 22 points, 16 boards. Cowgirls improved to 17-6 overall. They're 8-4 in the Big 12. And the Oklahoma City Thunder out at the Staples Center tonight as they continue a West Coast swing. They won at Golden State on Tuesday. Tonight, they take on the LA Lakers. 9:30 tip-off time for the Thunder. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust in Johnson's Cranes.